So sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids. The husband trying to reconcile with his wife. Because I'm in love with you. Because I'm in love with you. Because I'm seriously in love with you. And because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. I had a wonderful weekend. I started off with the farmer's market on Saturday. And it is an intense joy. And it's remarkable to me. Showing up. The crowd was still small, being the first weekend. But as I'm walking down through the parking lot, people are waving to me in familiar welcome again, and we had some wonderful dialogues because I have a relationship with these people, and I just find that marvelous. So many other things happened this weekend, but I had a dialogue with one of my now numerous Mormon acquaintances, the guy that he has used all sorts of foul language against me, and we had a reasonable conversation. I think the thing is, it's like my Mormon friend Corey in Utah. We started off rough, but we continued, and now there's a warm relationship. I don't think this is quite the same with the gentleman that I see face to face, but I mean, to spend over an hour in dialogue is remarkable. But what I found fascinating is I was extremely hot. I actually had a little bit of a sunburn. I was extremely hot, and I went to one store to look for a drink, and you know, all they had is the sugary stuff. So I went to another store, looked for a drink, and same thing, all the sugary stuff. So I went to third store, found it fascinating. Sign on the door: right now we're not accepting cash, which I thought was really weird. So I didn't go in, but I ended up going up to just a little gas station convenience store, and did get a drink. Not the ideal, but I was in serious need. But when I stepped outside, I saw a couple, they had a very large Harley Davidson, fairly old one, apparently. They were on a road trip, and they're from Memphis. They actually went to North Carolina, and they were on the way back, and they had an issue with broken spokes, so not a quick fix. We got into a dialogue, and that dialogue actually lasted for well over an hour, and it was marvelous. This is a couple celebrating, on this trip, they celebrated 52 years of marriage, which is remarkable. The woman is has a Polish and German heritage, so we... that was also interesting. We had some great conversations about the motorcycle, the work that I did back in the 70s and 80s, and about Christ. That was marvelous. It was really, really marvelous. 52 years. You know, that's doable for my wife and I. I'm willing. I'm so more than willing. The other thing that happened that evening is my friend Chris and I, we were reviewing some passages in Scripture, and then I don't know how it started, but we decided to do a kind of a role playing. So he played the devil's advocate, and he started arguing with me from a position of, we have to participate in government because of Romans 13. He did a very good job. But I think the thing that I found so remarkable is that everything he put up, I was ready to give an answer for the hope that is within me. And I just marvel at that. What a wonderful gift. But obviously I take positions that are not popular. But the difference is I can back them up. I would like to prepare my kids to do that. Because obviously they're being prepared to just submit to the institution. It not only disappoints me, it angers me. And I contend it's a righteous anger. But anyway, it was a delight meeting this couple. 70-some years old, whatever. The two of them riding on the back of a Harley, going all over the place. They seemed in great health, and they seemed one with each other. That was a marvelous model. Dorothy Jane, let's skip the Harley, but let's go for the 52 years. Please, I really do love you.